Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Health Option Show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Richard. Did you know that today is Gratitude Day?
No.
I
think that is really excellent.
Little things every day. There is so much to be grateful for, but at the same time, you don't always know what to believe. No. Television and iPads and the internet and great free telephone calls and there's things I love about the world, but you know, sometimes I just don't know who to believe about anything. So gratitude about the oceans, but they're filled up with plastic and radiation, and thankful for the rain, but it's full of radiation. Thankful for air that we breathe, but it's full of radiation. I mean, good grief, man has mucked up the place.
I think I could be grateful for Mother Nature, planet Earth, not just shaking us off like a flea that's annoying a dog.
What a
she
great
seems to have. She seems to have amazing patience with us. Just really like, all right, I have the sense that they're going to pull it together, you know. Or I forget who it was. I was listening to somebody give a great lecture recently, and they were talking about the possibility that, you know, we could. I think it was Janine Benyus, who's the brilliant woman on biomimicry, and she was talking about we could be a species that could be extinct. And I thought, wow. That's, wow, you know, that's kind of how I feel about it. So, yeah, I think I'll have gratitude for, you know, nature not just shaking us off.
Well, our guest today is Lynn Horowitz. He's going to talk about Ebola, another thing that's coming down on the planet and humankind. But we should let people know that we are simultaneously broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. And if people want to watch the show, they can go to our website, soundhealthoption.com, and go to radio, and there are links there. Also, if you're just joining us on the website, you can join us on Blog Talk at the same time at 347-850-1407. I think Dr. Lynn is the key to get in, but they've got it all sitting there for you. Just under the radio link under Blog Talk Radio. We are sponsored by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, located in Albany, Ohio, really nowhere, Ohio. We're about 80 miles south of the center of the state, the capital, Columbus. Our closest city is actually Parkersburg, West Virginia, if you want to come visit. A lot of people are coming to visit nowadays because we're doing a free series of classes on Ebola and providing the software, the textbook, the class, and all the educational materials that go with it for, well, we have provided it for absolutely free because we feel like this is another rape of the planet and the people, much like the radiation that we have up on our site, a radiation software for people that they can use to test their own exposure. So the next Ebola class will be October 1st. I don't know how long away that is, a week or so. We'll allow people to check themselves for exposure. And we've added a lot of other things in, like vitamin C. We received an email from a lady about vitamin C. I'm going to share it with you. she says, don't skim over this. For the people on Blog Talk, I probably should read some of it. This is a lengthy article. Do not surface read the actual testament or treatment for Ebola, which will virtually eliminate fatalities as revealed by a doctor who has worked with Ebola, is below. Consider this. The elite would never release a plague without an easy cure. And along with this Ebola outbreak, an American biowarfare firm has been working in Sierra Leone for the last 5 years. Google that. Sierra Leone was actually identified, has actually identified them as a perpetrator of this outbreak and kicked them out of the country. There is absolutely no doubt this outbreak was intentionally caused by the U.S. War Department. And if it is intentional, a cure is known. There would simply be no other way to do business. Now, this goes on. If anybody wants a copy, they can just write to me and I'll send this on to them. It's my name, Sherry Edwards, one word, Sharry, at Gmail. And I'll put that in the chat for everybody. It's a lengthy article, so we don't want to read it all. But it goes on to say that vitamin C is the cause of this Ebola. It strips the body of the ability to use vitamin C. So, airborne is a great vitamin C. Dr. Wilson from, we had him on the show not long ago. He has an adrenal C formula that has a pH-balanced vitamin C. So, stock up. I guess the other thing is to stock up on the grapefruit seed extract that doesn't allow the virus to adhere to your cells. It's an anti-hematagglutinin, and heme, blood, glutenin, sticky together. I guess that would coagulate blood and not allow you to bleed to death. So they do need a hematagglutinin, and that's in the software. All of the 9 strains that are killing people, all of those frequencies are there. We also have on our website, I will go back, a Ebola project. It's in pink. And you open that, and there are 2 press releases there at the top. One that the government and the media allowed us to print. And then the other one is the press release that they refuse to let us print. So our guest is going to talk more about that. Do you want to introduce Lynn Horowitz?
I certainly do. I also want to mention that the grapefruit seed extract people, which is the company Nutribiotic, also make alkaline vitamin C powder that dissolves in water with good mineral content and good bump of vitamin C. So I'm a fan of that product as well. Vitamin C, it's amazing stuff.
We don't make it.
Pardon?
Humans don't make it.
We don't make it. Isn't that amazing?
Us
we have to go out into nature. Once again, we have a relationship with Mother Nature. She's making vitamin C for us.
No.
We should be nicer to her.
Pigs don't either, but all the rest of the animals do.
Yeah, isn't that... So Dr. Leonard Horowitz is an award-winning author, filmmaker, and activist. Horowitz is largely credited for prompting the global vaccine risk awareness movement. The book caused several governments to reconsider their immunization policies and became the center of political debate in 2008 when Barack Obama's minister, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, credited Horowitz in his book for evidencing HIV/AIDS as a genocidal weapon of mass depopulation targeting Africans and African Americans, courtesy of covert U.S. military contractors named in the publication. Horowitz is going to discuss with us his book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. Just a moment. Welcome, Leonard.
Our most recent press release, and we just sent out a news story about the censorship that's ongoing with CBS News and creating a national security scandal.
Okay, yes, we want to talk about that. PR Web would not let me post my press release that I'd already paid for, as long as your name was in it. As soon as I took your name out of it,
Everything's fine. They made me take Mike Adams out of it. I mean, they put me through hell.
They didn't make you take Mike Adams, but they made you take Dr. Leonard Horowitz out?
No, they made me take Mike out, too, because I had quotes from both of you
about
this mess. PR Web News.
Oh, gee whiz, that's horrible. That's horrible. Horrible. And that's just terrible that they came back. Do you have anything in writing that says that they actually said, we don't want Dr. Leonard Horowitz to be mentioned?
No, they didn't say it like that. They just said the attributes were not acceptable or not legitimate. Well, it was, the word was attribution.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I finally just gave up. They said that based on this software program that we created and wanted to give away to do an experiment, that they would have to have FDA approval.
This is a part of racketeering and organized crime. It's commercial crime, and it's an antitrust violation. It's a Sherman Antitrust Act violation to be engaged as complicit agents in the regulation of natural remedies, natural healing, by the pharmaceutical cartel that controls the media. So this is basically part of what the national security scandal involves. You've got outrageous censorship here of people who are just simply trying to help humanity. Or today, if you don't allow us to bring you your fast-track vaccinations and whatever else we want to sell you through the mainstream media manipulation,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to create a national security priority now. President Obama just did that by sending 3,000 troops claiming that the Ebola outbreak there, this international emergency, is a U.S. national security priority. And so what's the difference between that when you have concealment, suppression of all the alternative information, all the alternative treatments and therapies? It's a cartel. It's a blatant violation of racketeering and organized crime statutes and monopolization. It's a false representation to the public. It's scientific fraud and evidence tampering. When you conceal technology such as frequency modalities. No. I mean, this is outrageous. What they're doing is organized crime. It's a RICO violation, and it's a Sherman Antitrust Act violation. It's a manipulation of the population through literally organized criminal, white-collar crime, consumer fraud. It's consumer fraud. When you don't tell people that they have various options and you've suppressed all of the competition, when the big pharma is competing with Sherry and I and all the other people out there that have got great technologies and great products to offer, and they suppress the information, that's concealment. That's, again, it's fraud. And if you manipulate them using tactics of fear, now you're engaging in terrorism. You're engaging in bioterrorism, in this case of Ebola and infectious diseases. And so what you're literally doing is exactly what Sherry's been mentioning. You have extortion. It's an extortionate communication to say, okay, we've got this horrible outbreak. They don't tell you that they created the outbreak for commercial gain and for population control. They don't tell you that. But even if they just say, we've got this horrible outbreak now, and the only thing that we have available is we're going to give more money to the drug industrialists to fast-track vaccinations. Well, gee whiz, they've had the opportunity to develop vaccines for Ebola for many, many years. They probably have several of them that they already have in store. And the fact of the matter is that the way in which the two doctors that came back to America were treated, they weren't given a vaccine. What they were given was good water. They were given hydration. They were given remineralization through good nutrition. And they were oxygenated. Their blood was highly oxygenated. Well, if you simply do that, you're going to prevent most of the deaths from any infectious disease and most of the deaths from cancer. And so this is what they're suppressing. And so commercially, that they're profiting off of humanity's suffering in this way is beyond outrageous. It's beyond outrageous. It's like your words can't describe the genocidal impact of this psychopathology. This is criminal psychopathology. You have got to be a madman or a mad woman totally nuts to consent to and go along with and be a complicit party in global genocide. And that's what they're doing.
Well,
it's really up to us to get it to stop. And what we can do to make it stop is a program such as this. You can get out more and more information, and the darkness hates light. You bring the light of truth, the more of us bringing the light of truth to the darkness here, the more likely is that Ebola and everything else is going to disappear.
The first question is going to be, what do you think of this current Ebola crisis?
Well, like I just mentioned, I believe that it is a commercial crime. It is obviously an organized criminal conspiracy, largely centered in the pharmaceutical industry and the energy industry, with reach and complicit agents at the highest levels of Central Intelligence, National Security Agency, and the White House, obviously, because of the troops just being sent and the declaration of it being a high priority, the highest priority, in fact, national security matter in the United States at the current time. You've got basically organized crime that have loosed something, the Ebola virus, Ebola Zaire specifically, that first came out in 1976, and we should go into the background on this because I can tell you all the background about it. But again, it's common sense to realize that this is a man-made outbreak, man-made growing threat of pandemic emergency with Ebola. Because number one, you've got to look at the propaganda. You've got to look at what the Centers for Disease Control has stated in this matter. You've got to look at the fact that they have a 1976 strain of Ebola Zaire breaking out thousands of miles from where it broke out, from Zaire, Congo, into now southern Guinea, Liberia, where it's producing most of the damage, thousands of miles from the original outbreak. Decades later, the same strain, close to the same strain, the Ebola Zaire strain, the only reasonable common sense that you can conclude from that, for that to have happened, was not by fruit bats, which the Centers for Disease Control and World Health Organization claim is the, quote, natural reservoir, and that they based that study on a 4% antigen finding in fruit bats from Bangladesh, which is in Asia. It's not in Africa. And 4% in any study in science is easily considered an artifact or a mistake. And they ran the same scam. I can go into this back in 1967. We should go into this, too, the topic of what happened by the CDC. What did the CDC say about the first outbreak of the Marburg virus, which is the mother of Ebola, back in 1967? We'll have to cover that because that's important. But basically, that the concept that you would have fruit bats deliver Ebola Zaire decades after it first emerged and thousands of miles away from where it emerged is absurd when you have the likelihood of having a refrigerator incubate that specific strain. That is the most, in fact, it's the only reasonable explanation, Sherry, the only reasonable explanation for Ebola Zaire to be popping out in Central Africa in 2014 would be that it was loosed from a bioweapons lab or a pharmaceutical industry refrigerator.
Well, and you've made the statement absolutely that this is man-made, and we're going to talk about how you know all of that, but what is the reasoning behind it? Is it depopulation? Are they trying to create a drug so they can charge us to cure it? Who's behind this?
Yes, both. Both of those statements are, in fact, my theory based on outrageous, irrefutable evidence. Commercial crime, money, profit, because now they're fast-tracking certain vaccines. I mean, just the mention in the mainstream media of one drug company that is potentially having a cure for Ebola or a vaccine for Ebola instantly on Wall Street turns millions, if not billions, of dollars in profit. But again, you've got to consider the second motive that you mentioned. The people at the top have a desire to eliminate 6.5 billion people from this planet because smaller populations are easier to control. When the control is getting unwieldy, because now more and more people are waking up, largely because of the internet, and suddenly now you have massive people understanding the crime and then protesting the crime. And ultimately, I pray peacefully, revolting, revolution, having a revolution, a peaceful revolution through communications and media and love and understanding and sanity, that you can now begin to see that there's a gross threat. So that the likelihood that Ebola has a depopulation motive is high, and that the outcome is exactly what it is that the powers that be are now compelled through their own ignorance and through their own being exposed, like what we've just done, exposing CBS News, et cetera, for the censorship, that this is coming back. It's karma. It's basically they are in a bind. As more and more of us are waking up more rapidly now and then protesting more widely, suddenly now they're faced with having to do something extreme. And Ebola is extreme. The way that it kills so quickly, the way that it's potentially transmitted so easily, is an extreme measure. And so that's what we believe.
When you sounded the alarm about this in 1996, what's that, 18 years ago, and said something must be done that's different from what you're doing now, and you sounded the alarm on Ebola and AIDS. Now, along comes the World Health Organization, 2014, and says the same thing that you said, that we must offer any kind of opportunity to heal this, to cure it, and we must look everywhere. We must change what we are doing. Since you started this in 1996, how have people accepted or not accepted that statement that you made 18 years ago?
Well, thanks. Great question. I think we've seen a tremendous increase in acceptance to the message, and we can remember I went on Coast to Coast with the book Emerging Viruses with Art Bell, and the first callers, I think it was the first like half a dozen callers that were calling in, were hurling just horrible, you know, accusations against me, you know, claiming I'm doing this for money, I'm doing this for as a counterintelligence agent. It's like, you know, I was completely demonized, you know. And over those years, like late 90s through let's say 2005, 2006, we increasingly had a number of majority, I believe, callers in the public that would then support what it is that we were saying and doing. And then more recently, increasingly, there's been even more. And in fact, it's like the story now, it's the story of the emperor's clothes, the emperor's new clothes. The emperor's got no clothes on. The emperor's nude. And the only people that are continuing to support the parade that keeps marching to the global genocide here is the mainstream media that now, in the release that we did yesterday, is grossly exposed in a national security scandal. And I think, again, it's like what goes around comes around. And truth has the incredible characteristic of always coming out. At some point, it comes out. And so right now, I think that the agents that have been perpetrating this crime against humanity with complicit parties in national security and the media are exposed. They're exposed. Most of the people in the parade galleries right now were all screaming, you know, enough is enough. You've got us terrorized. You've got people dying. You know, you've got now troops being sent at taxpayer expense. Enough is enough. Let's stop this insanity, and let's go back to take a look at what you, Sherry, what others, what the Rife practitioners, what the homeopaths, what the acupuncturists, what the chiropractors, what the natural healers, what the holy persons for millennia, all of the wise elders from the cultures, the native cultures, the aboriginals, all turn to the native botanicals. What's in nature? What are the models that nature gives us? And what are the cures that nature gives us? And now we enter into what is chlorophyll? What is green grass? How does it work? How come we're breathing oxygen and being sustained from the chlorophyll and green plants? What's the energy resonance of that frequency of oxygen and the electrons in it that are continuing to keep us here on planet Earth? Those are the simplest questions that are being suppressed, and enough of us are increasingly saying we want the cures. We don't want the crisis capitalism. We want the truth. We don't want the lies. Let's do it now.
You've been slapped down so many times for your opinions. Do you have any advice for somebody else wanting to step forward? And do you have any advice for people on how to protect themselves?
Oh, yes, and I just actually gave it. There's two primary things. Number one is you need good hydration. Hydration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like people, you know, everybody in sports, medicine, all people in therapy know about carbohydrates, right? Carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that word got in it? Hydrate, hydration, good hydration, water. In fact, everything in the universe that moves is made to move by electrons. And the hydration means that simple equation, H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. So what cured those doctors of Ebola when they came back to the United States primarily is good hydration. They put back in that OH negative. See, that OH negative in the equation H plus plus OH minus equals H2O, water. That OH minus means that it's carrying an electron. And that means it's an alkalinizing agent. It's called the hydroxyl radical. It alkalinizes the body. And, you know, all people, all, even in traditional medicine, are now beginning to wake up to the importance of alkalinization and alkalinizing the body chemistry. Because all of the chronic diseases cannot thrive. They cannot do well. They can't even pretty much exist. Cancer can't exist in an alkalinized environment. It dies, and it's replaced by natural normal cells. So what is the primary issue that creates that? It's the energy on the electron that's carried by the Ha, the breath of life, the oxygen being produced by chlorophyll. Well, a green plant produces chlorophyll. The chlorophyll and the chlorophyll in it produces the oxygen. So what is this that's taking place? Well, it's a model for what you're doing with the right frequencies and the technologies for advancing energy medicine. You're taking green, yellow energy, chlorophyll, which resonates at the heart of sunshine. The heart of the rainbow is 528 nanometers of light. Sunshine is 100% hydrogen emitting electrons. So there's your H+. When you have a hydrogen or substance basically giving off electrons, and then that electron is then carried by oxygen in a hydroxyl radical, you then have alkalinization. And so the model that we're talking about here, the fundamental cure for all diseases, not just Ebola and cancer, but everything, every problem, including global warming, you have acidification of the Earth's environment, acid rain from global warming. You have acidification of the body chemistry in all chronic diseases. And the cure of that is taking an electron that's resonating in 528. I call it love 528, in my opinion, because it's the heart of everything, the heart of the heart, the heart of the universe. You know, as above, so below. If it's true for the heart of the rainbow, and it's true for the heart of sunshine, it's true for your heart, my heart, and God's heart. The field of mathematics and physics, and that's why I work with some of the world's leading experts in those fields, and they have certified 528 is the miracle frequency. It is the do re mi, the mirror gestorum in Latin, or miracles in English, frequency of 9 core creative frequencies of universal design. The entire universe is based on frequency resonance. And electrons are the force, the motive, the mediator of existence universally, not just on Earth, but in all domains. And so now you understand, if you want to maintain health, longevity, sustainability, you want to add alkalinity. Alkalinity means you're adding more hydroxyl, you're adding more electrons, and the electrons ideally should be resonating in 528 hertz frequency of love. That puts you in sync with nature. It puts you basically, in physics, the term is phase locking. You then phase lock into the energy of chlorophyll, oxygen, the most sustaining and uplifting and healing element. And in the religious world, it's called the Holy Spirit. It is what does all the healing. Remember, how did Creator get Adam and Eve off the ground? He breathed the breath of life, oxygen. Here in Hawaii, aloha, the aloha spirit. It's the same thing, the word aloha. Where does it come from? It comes from Hebrew. It comes from A, the Aleph. That means in the beginning. There is the Alpha. And then the L, the Lamed, is the heart of the Hebrew alphabet. It means in Gematria, love. So in the beginning there shall be love. And then the O, the Omega. In the end there shall be love, carried by the Ha, the breath of life, the spirit. And Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, it's basically in Hebrew, it's the Yehovah. It's the essence of God, the Holy Spirit of love, and carried by the Ha, the breath.
I want to jump back for just a moment, back to that thing that you talked early on, that when these doctors came back here, because I think this is so in the conversation we were having backstage about PR and media and all that, that when the doctors were brought back here, as you said, they were basically given, you know, like clean water, probably hyperbaric oxygen, I'm making that part up, but, you know, some sort of high-quality oxygenation to their systems. I don't know I guess really my point about those two things is that was never talked about in the press. That was never talked about in the media. I'm not saying Ebola is not dramatic. That's not my point. My point is the media is all like, oh, my God, they got brought back in this thing and this stuff. But we never heard, or at least in the stuff that I've been reading and tracking, you don't hear that part. You hear about, as you said, a drug company has this new drug that they're, you know, blah, 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 all that. So it's just, talk more about that for a moment, about really, from what we know, that's what happened to these doctors. They didn't come back here and get shots. They might have gotten a B12 shot or who knows what. But really, they came here and got clean water, oxygenation, things that help normally, everything that you're talking about with chlorophyll and, you know, green foods and all that. But, I mean, they really got pretty regular kind of, by our standards, regular therapies of water and air and light, and, you know, that.
Yeah, they mentioned it a couple times just in passing. I mean, again, there's no focus on it. And if you didn't have my information, if you didn't understand what I'm saying, you wouldn't even, you know, trip over it. You know, you wouldn't even think of it. Essentially, that's when I read that. I did read that in some of the mainstream media publications. But basically, you have to understand what it is that I'm talking about to see the cure for Ebola, cure for AIDS, cure for cancer. It's all oxygen, oxygenation. There was a Dr. Wainwright who was compelled to leave the United States, and he was offered a clinic in Central Africa. And I went to visit him, and he had oxygenated his patients. He had basically a medical ozonation, medical oxygenation, and infused their blood with lots of oxygen. And miraculously, the patients who were dying of AIDS started to get healthy and healed. There were many, many, many cases that he had before he died. But basically, this is what's being suppressed. If you understand hydration, water, water chemistry, and what is actually taking place when everything moves in your body, without electrons, you've got no movement. In fact, whether it's the blink of your eye or a comet flying through space, what's moving that is electrons. If you think about like the conduction of a nerve impulse, what happens along the neuron, the nerve fiber, is there is a propagation, a wave of positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative charges along the membrane. And that's how the wave moves through the changing of the polarity. Again, positive, negative, there's your water chemistry, H plus plus OH minus. You basically now begin to realize that we are spiritual beings, and that if you want to treat a spiritual being of a spiritual crisis or a physical crisis that manifests because the energy has been depleted or suppressed or altered in some way chemically, now you begin to realize, gee whiz, you got to start with water, good hydration. Ideally, oxygenated, well-oxygenated and alkalized water is what you look for. A few years ago, I was very saddened by the best water in the market. It was called Trinity Water. I think it was produced in Idaho, and it had about a pH 9 alkalinity, highly alkalinized water. Typically, when you drink water on your shelf from most of the stores today, you test it, and it's slightly acid. Well, you don't want that. Your body is supposed to be running in order to have the energy move and you to sustain your health and have the Holy Spirit flow. You've got to have the energy electrons in your own system due to the good hydration. And so they took that market, they took Trinity Water off the market. They got it involved in litigation. And today there's one water, I'm praying that it'll stay on the market. I've tried it. It's a good water. It's 9.5 pH. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's basically, I've seen it on some of the stores. And then what you can do as a consumer, if you can't get this water, is you can add fresh squeezed lemon or lime, because they have a lot of calcium. It turns the water into a more alkalized form. There are water machines. There's a variety of technologies that you can prepare water. But think about this. If you're a government, think about the little investment that you would make to keep your population healthy and well hydrated compared to all this gross expense for pharmaceuticals that then once people pee, they pee out all the antibiotics, they pee out all the whatever else, all the chemicals, and now it goes into the environment, and you've got species that are becoming extinct. I mean, this whole system is insane, and more of us are waking up to the insanity, but more importantly, we're waking up to the remedy. The remedy is simple water chemistry, hydration, and the oxygenation and the electric frequency resonant vibration that brings you in sync and harmony with what sustains the universe. That Love 528 frequency is at the heart of it. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand it. You can look at a blade of grass. You see it's greenish yellow. Why? The answer is because it's vibrating to the heart of sunshine. Hello? Well, gee whiz, again, comes down to gee whiz, how easy. It's obviously greenish yellow. That means the frequency is 528. You've identified the frequency. And then you can, if you want to enjoy Dr. Horowitz's work, you can read his book, The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and then go into like this tremendous heightened awareness of how magnificent the universe is, how incredible you are as a human being engaged in this incredible system that's sustained by love, that's all around us, that we are a manifestation of, that you can't help to have your life transformed when you realize this and you see the scientific evidence to prove it, and then you basically confirm it with your own observations. Go into nature. What happens when you jump into the ocean, or you walk through the woods, or you sit by a lake? Something happens that doesn't happen when you're sitting down in a stock market or a stock exchange on Wall Street, or in an office that's polluted by the fluorescent lighting. you know, you something miraculously, automatically, naturally, without cost to you happens when you sit or you dunk yourself, you baptize yourself in the ocean. Gee whiz, it's like common sense. This stuff is just like really right in front of your face. But again, we're engaged in the mainstream media manipulation of the mass mind. You have a population that's being completely hoodwinked, and it's all organized crime that's doing it.
Do you have
Go ahead, Sherry.
I was just going to ask him if he had any solution to when they come back and say everybody has to be vaccinated, no exceptions, or we're going to put you in jail.
Yeah, we did that solution here in Hawaii. In fact, on the Big Island of Hawaii, it was the first county in America to actually say no to what's called the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. That is what you're talking about. Under emergency conditions, the President of the United States declares an emergency. The Public Health Department and the Centers for Disease Control say, okay, we got an emergency. We're going to follow the World Health Organization and United Nations direction here. So now you've got the Rockefeller cartel that controls UN, that controls World Health Organization, dictating policy to Centers for Disease Control officials, and they then dictate policy to the state officials. And then the state officials, most of them who have been studying, of course, and tracking along with and persuaded by the grants and their own paychecks to go along with this crime, they then tell exactly what it is that you're saying. You send out whoever that you have as agents for the public health department, go to your house, knock on your door, and say, hey, have you gotten vaccinated yet? And if not, well, you've got to go to quarantine, or you've got to take this medicine or this vaccine. Well, that we stopped in the Big Island, at least, because we passed a resolution that declared that possibility as something that the county would not go along with. We had, I think it was 6 out of 7 county council members vote in favor of the resolution, and it didn't make it into litigation, and we did have another one on banning GMO food production from the Big Island, and we now are being challenged by Monsanto and the state that is basically telling the county that it must go along with the state policy and the federal policy. Well, you know what? It's unconstitutional. I don't care how much litigation that they go through. When you understand the power of the Constitution and you rely on First Amendment rights, you have the right to life. You have the right to liberty. You have the right to pursuit of happiness. You have the right to say what is true in the press, freedom of the press. And so this is what is fundamental to your rights if they want to take property from you, such as the health of your own body, potentially by intoxication. You need a jury trial. I think it's Amendment 6 of the Constitution. If they're going to take your property away, they've got to at least have a jury trial on these matters. And so you have certain rights. And when you now couple what they're doing, which is what we've done, and we actually have a litigation that is advancing in U.S. federal court in Honolulu that deals with some of these issues of the drug industrialists now using agents in local communities, using agents certainly at the level of state to advance crime, organized crime, and drugs that are hurting us and our children, then you raise certain issues, one of which we're raising in one of our claims as treason. It is treason because when you have, for example, national security, in this case of Ebola, you have national security depends on following a certain guideline, then you better make sure that whoever's setting that guideline doesn't reflect special interests, doesn't have conflicting interests such as profit or genocide, a depopulation agenda. You better make sure and you better bring that evidence to court in a trial before you can go along and advance that instruction and or compelling direction. So, yeah, we've done whatever we can do and are still doing everything in our power to say no to that insanity.
And do you think that there are some examples of some of the actions that have happened in Hawaii that can go into more of a grassroots, and we can begin to try and make some of those things happen here as well? Do you think it needs to be state by state, or is there a federal possibility that we can begin to, you know, gather together and move the vote and move the voice so people get this idea of we want the right to be able to say no, rather than as what Sherry's stating, where they could come in and go, okay, now everybody needs a vaccination tomorrow.
Yes, indeed, there's models. In fact, you just presented one, and we're here that is declaring one and evidencing one. That's the use of your media. The media really is the most powerful messenger. It carries the messages, and it carries the wake-up calls, and it is the most important, and it gives you the greatest leverage. You know, your politicians don't like bad press, period. And that the more press that you can bring to your side, the better it is. And in my opinion, based on what we've witnessed here in Hawaii, tremendous corruption here in Hawaii, just like pretty much everywhere. It might be worse in some respects, but basically the only leverage that we really have on our side are not high-paid attorneys. It is the media and what we're able to do online, and despite, as Sherry mentioned, the censorship of her work, of our work, of mention of my name and my work, all of that, we are basically going around through programs such as this. And the other information, you know, Sherry Kane has been awesome in exposing the COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence propagandists that have been manipulating the media. And that's a danger that is very apparent. If you're going to be advancing your greatest leverage in making a difference using the media, you've got to understand that even the alternative media has been infiltrated, just like the mainstream media, and you've got to become aware of that. And my recommendation is to study Sherry Kane's publications on waronwethepeople.com. Sherry and I collaborated in a number of articles, and she's written a number on her own. But waronwethepeople.com has information about COINTELPRO and media persuasion, media censorship, and that presents a model and lessons learned, mostly the hard way, that we've learned and we've published about. I think in terms of the legislative impact, yes, community organization is vitally important. The numbers of people that you show up with in a court of law or in a town meeting really can make a huge difference. And when you now force the biased local mainstream media to actually cover your story, you will force them to do so by showing up in numbers. And then what you have the opportunity to do is either, like we do, you know, they're either in your favor, they're either on your side, or they've done something to spin the messages of truth, and then you can take them on it. You basically take them to task on it. You could show up at their doorstep, at the town newspaper's doorstep, with a half a dozen protesters and say, look, you've said such and such. We want a retraction. We want a different story. We want such and such and such and such. And if they don't like that, you take a video camera with you. You take journalists with you, recording instruments with you, and you record it, and basically then you expose it as being local crime and complicit in this really public-threatening policy. So that's, I think, the most important recommendations that I could give you. I would like to see more attorneys being involved in this, but unfortunately the lawyers are involved in commercial crime. When you really begin to understand that licensing of lawyers through the bar is of itself a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act, it's a monopoly. Like, you can't defend anybody else except for yourself pro se, otherwise you're going to be thrown out of the court or even potentially arrested for practicing law without a license. Well, excuse me, just all you have to do to get to the bottom of that very important issue because, again, all this legislation has to be embattled in court. And if you understand what's actually taking place in a court of law, and you go to waronwethepeople.com, and you can see there's a section there that's devoted to common law and the work of Anthony Williams, for example, who's been out there really totally whacked. I mean, they claimed him. They put him in jail. They did everything to try to discredit him and stop him. They claimed that he was a pedophile. He defeated all of that. It was just total bogus. You can see how he operates in a court of law by number one, telling the judges that they're corrupt, that their whole system is corrupt, and that the increasing knowledge in the area of common law exposes the fact that I've just mentioned, that the monopolization of the legal system by licensed bar members, and in fact is against the law, the common law, in fact, in Hawaii, it's particularly so because the state of Hawaii's first law, that is Title I, Number 1, says that we're going to follow the Constitution of the United States of America, second to the common law of England. Now, the common law, the Constitution of the United States, came out of British law and came out of Levitical law, Moses' law. And you now go back to common law, and you see that the common law in the 1600s in England was that you can't have monopolies. Well, gee whiz, there's your two major issues that we're talking about, isn't it? You've got a monopolization of the legal system, of the judicial system, that's against the law, and you've got a monopolization of medicine that's against the law. And it's all being administered, again, through propaganda systems that dumb us down. You know, we think we have to go along with this stuff, when in fact you really have your fundamental rights, and that those are the ones that we've got to rely upon. The fundamental right of what we've been saying in terms of the remedy, the solution in the good hydration, the fundamental law of the universe is mathematics and frequency resonance. One and one is always two. 5 to 8 is always going to be the heart of the universe. In everything that is good, natural, loving, sustaining, uplifting, and healing, that's a law. I didn't make that law. I just discovered that it exists. But the reality is that when you make these discoveries, then your whole life turns around. And I pray that society and civilization will turn around and come out of this insanity. You know, it sounds like what Jesus preached. Come out of her, my people, lest he be infected by her plagues.
I hate to toss us back into the insanity, but can you talk about vaccinations and how this plays into this whole mess of, you know, Ebola, and, you know, what's your thought on vaccinations? Because I know there's been conversation, I'm not sure if it's from you because I've read and heard so many things, but talking about some of the original Ebola, you know, exposures were from dirty vaccinations quite some time back. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yes, certainly. And that's the principal reason why the drug industrialists and mainstream media want to censor Dr. Leonard Horowitz and his books, is because you've got vaccinations are the number one genocidal weapon of mass depopulation. And I've been saying that for years, and I only came to that revelation after being guilty myself of having persuaded about 30,000 healthcare professionals that I trained in basically infectious diseases and sterilization. The whole field of infection control in health facilities is what I was doing between 1990 and 93. I was training for Henry Schein, which is one of the world's largest generic drug companies. I was working in the dental division, but also training medical people. And basically, I caused many people to get vaccinated with hepatitis B vaccine before I learned the truth myself. And I then, with the book Emerging Viruses, I discovered that the parties that I relied upon at the Centers for Disease Control were liars and thieves. and profiteers and infiltrated by the drug industrialists. And I realized that that was taking place in my own industry. I was blacklisted. I was fired and basically coming out with the truth. And the vaccination I came out with ultimately, Horowitz on Vaccines, my best production, it saved the most lives for over a decade, was the audio tape program. It's now in CD, called Horowitz on Vaccines, where I discovered that what I was recommending, the hepatitis B vaccine, had been used to infect the gay men in New York City and the blacks in Central Africa with HIV/AIDS. And then after that, you know, many years of study, I began to realize, you know, you've got vaccines that are laced with all sorts of biological and chemical weapons. You've got, typically vaccines are made with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox. Vaccine, it's cow pus. Well, gee whiz, you might as well add eye of newt to this witch's brew. And then when you realize that what I just mentioned were the active ingredients, they also add the other ingredients, the chemicals, the stabilizers and sterilizers, they say. Now you're looking at mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, the literal sterilizers, like the nonoxynol 9, spermicides. You've got all of this garbage being added to vaccinations, and you're expecting that this is going to boost immunity. Well, again, later on I learned, I was living in northern Idaho. I was contacted by the public health officials of northern Idaho that were having witnessed and investigating an outbreak of the whooping cough. And the Centers for Disease Control officials wanted to make this a model of how stupid the people are for not getting vaccinated against whooping cough vaccine. And they said that there were about 96 children or thereabouts who came down with whooping cough, and that Idaho, northern Idaho, where I lived, was the least vaccinated region in the United States. So CDC said, well, obviously that these poor, stupid people didn't vaccinate, but the public health officials that called me, they were very concerned. One of them said to me, Dr. Horowitz, we've done the study. We look at the numbers. 80% of those children had been vaccinated with two of the three doses. And the findings indicate that the vaccinations caused the predisposition, didn't eliminate the threat or risk, didn't prevent the whooping cough. It actually made these children more susceptible. So that was another local wake-up call that I experienced, and that is the matter. You have to question, why would it be that vaccinations are the sacred cow of public health? And if you go, I'm a public health professional. I went to Harvard. I presented papers at public health meetings. When you go to a public health meeting, the first thing that is pretty striking is that your top officials in public health wear U.S. Navy uniforms. Well, gee whiz, you know, any reasonable person would ask, what's the connection between public health and the United States Navy? Well, one of the answers is that the United States Navy is well known to be overseeing CIA, national security, all sorts of the military industries, intelligence industries particularly. U.S. naval intelligence is really the fundamental, most powerful of all the intelligence institutions in America. And that goes back in history to Britain, to the British Navy, to the Admiralty laws, to the literal commercial interests that were the fundamental cause for the global economy and the evolution of the world's wealthiest of the wealthy. These people were involved in commerce between Asia and Europe, so it was all Navy. You know, supposedly, you know, we've learned that Jesus disappeared for 18 years, supposedly traveling the world. Well, his uncle, Joseph of Arimathea, was the leading naval merchant at the time, the wealthiest of the wealthy at the time. So it was very possible that Jesus got on one of his uncle's ships and went around the world. So this is why we're looking at public health today being directed primarily by the United States Navy. And clearly, even Washington Post has stated that the Central Intelligence Agency oversees all infectious disease industry operations, intelligence in and agencies such as CDC in the United States. It's basically a control operation.
While you're trying to sound this alarm in the United States, so are we, in that we've created a software that we're providing to the public for free to test themselves. But we're running into the same thing you are in the lawsuit that you have with CBS that you just recently announced, that they're even trying to stop information in other countries about your book and what's going on. Can you talk a few minutes about that?
Yeah, Sherry, I just want to acknowledge you. I want to thank you because you're doing what we're doing. We're putting out information for free at this point because we need to do something. You know, it's like, yeah, we have to sustain ourselves. You know, I'm driving, I'm probably sure you are too, you know, a 2000 Chrysler. You know, year 2000 Chrysler, 14 years old. Thank God I have it. Thank God it's reliable. It runs. but the reality is, you know, money is not as important in our lives as people and lives and getting the truth out. And so we're putting out, the kind of like you are, we're putting out a lot of information for free. We have the principal chapter on Ebola from my book Emerging Viruses on a free download. That's if you watch the video that we produced on the Ebola special, you'll get instructions as to how to get that. Basically, you sign up on our newsletter at cureshop.com, cureshoppe.com. Sign up for our newsletter, and then you'll be also instructed how to get that free chapter. I want to acknowledge you for doing what you're doing, putting out your software for free, putting out your intelligence for free, because people have to come to the realization that frequency vibration and frequency technologies is the solution. It is the cure that everybody wants. And again, it goes back fundamentally to who we are as human beings. We're basically spiritual beings before we manifest or before something heals, anything heals. It's happening energetically, vibrationally, through frequency, and ultimately those frequencies, like your DNA is a receiver and transmitter of sound and light frequencies. If you put your technology to use in adding the frequencies that are going to be then entering people's bodies, it's going to make their Holy Spirit-filled temples impregnable against the infectious diseases and even the chronic diseases, cancer on down. So I just want to make mention of that and thank you for doing that. What was the other part of the question?
That you have been censored, or they're trying to censor you, the U.S. is, even in other countries, and could you talk about that a bit?
Oh, yeah. Well, the censorship in foreign countries is not as severe as it is in the United States. The CBS segment and the news release is what's called blowback, BLOW-BACK, blowback, by Central Intelligence. That's what they do. When you have foreign nations and publications publish certain things that are politically incorrect in the United States, then it is standard policy to follow it up with what CBS did, for example, just recently. And again, is part of the global manipulation of the mass mind. With globalization and the increased amount of monopolization in the media, you have Rupert Murdoch, for example, whose son, James Murdoch, is an executive director of SmithKline-Beecham, major drug company, connected to all of the other major drug companies pretty much through Wall Street and Goldman Sachs and the mergers and the investments of stocks. So James Murdoch, son of Rupert Murdoch, who directs News Corp and then Elizabeth Murdoch, whose mother, the mother of Rupert Murdoch, runs companies that the Merck drug company are intimately involved in Australia. Suddenly now you realize that the media is simply an arm of the drug cartel. James Murdoch is untrustworthy like Rupert Murdoch. The fact is that you had 2 years ago in Britain, you had a big scandal where James Murdoch was determined to have wiretapped members of the parliament, and that then caused other problems. And these people are grossly untrustworthy. Look at the history, the record itself of the drugs that are been recalled and that have been called like Vioxx to stop the genocide, to stop, in fact, in this case, it's called iatro genocide, where the doctors prescribe the killing agent. And so this is what we've got. The censorship of the internationally is all really orchestrated from the intelligence agencies, British Secret Service, and MI6, that is, and then CIA, again, working through the British as well as American naval intelligence arms, that they are the ones that are really dictating the media and the censorship, as well as the propaganda and the blowback that we receive from foreign publications.
We are just out of time. Fascinating, fascinating information. And I've just downloaded your chapter. I hope everybody ends up doing that. It's very easy. How can people get in touch with you for more information?
Well, thank you. The best way to do that is if you have something burning and urgent, you need to contact either Sherry or myself personally. You can email editor, E-D-I-T-O-R, at medicalveritas.org. Editor at medicalveritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, .org. And I say only urgent or if it's really important, because we're swamped and we may not even be able to get back to you the way that everything's been going, but we'll try. And so just please be sensitive to that need if you're going to reach out to us. The products that I recommend that we use ourselves is on cureshop.com, cureshoppe.com. And the two websites that give the most information about the good news and the bad news, we've got two different websites covering each of those areas. The great news is on 528revolution.com, 528revolution.com. And the bad news, if you want to wake up to the sick and sad reality, but you can, it's important, because if you want to make a difference, you've got to basically grasp that darkness, and you've got to move beyond the darkness. And basically, you need to diagnose before you can treat the darkness. Basically, that's on waronwethepeople.com. And then do view our videos. We have over 170 videos that are up on the channel now that's being hosted by Vimeo. Since I was blocked by YouTube and Google, the Vimeo channel we have continued and have been promoting. It's Vimeo's Revolution Television Channel. Just do a Google search on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, Revolution Television, and you'll get in connection with our channel.
Great.
Excellent.
Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Okay, be blessed, guys. Aloha.
Wow.
Lynn talked a lot about criminal activity, and you and I have talked about this on the show before. What's the difference from the mafia coming to your door and saying $200 a week for protection, but you're paying that out in taxes? If you're any kind of business, you're paying something like 50 or 60%, unless you've got these big wigs that can keep you out of tax trouble. We talked before about ours is 60%. 4% that we're paying in different kinds of taxes. Well, this is an absolute eye-opener. I think that waronthepeople.com is an incredible site. Move that over so I can get to it.
Yeah, I think it's a great resource for information, and I I have to laugh because I think his glider, which is a slideshow, is just really excellent. Just posting material about what's going on and, you know, commentary. Yeah, I really like the War on WeThePeople.com site. That's very good.
Well, I'm having trouble with going to media on his site and then trying to open some of the subheadings. They disappear. I'm not quite sure how to do that, but we could, I don't know, work around it somehow. We hope all of you will send this message out to all of your Facebook and say, here's somebody telling the truth, because as you saw, this is several things. I don't know what's wrong with my nano voice. I may have to redo it. And I also noticed, if I do get a nano voice, I'll go back and listen to the recording of this. If I do get a nano voice, I will post it because he's one of those truth tellers. I also noticed that on our site, somebody has changed this second Ebola press release you're not supposed to see. They've made it identical to this one. I'm going to go back and post this again and see if we can get it to people. Because there it talks about Mike Adams and Lynn Horowitz and their contributions. We went through 20-some versions of that press release before they would even print what we put over here in this Ebola press release. And then we had to bring in a lawyer to threaten them. But they are trying to keep stuff away from the people. So we posted that whole email in the chat. Go pick that off and send it to people. Or if you want a direct piece from me, some of you have put that in the chat, I will send that over to you. Any last thoughts, Richard?
It's mostly wow. I mean, he's just a, you know, an amazing resource of information of, you know, the history, and he really deserves some sort of, you know, extreme acknowledgement about the fact that he started, you know, ranting in a positive way, from my perspective, in 1996 about this. I mean, that's when he first released the Emerging Viruses book. So, I mean, he's been doing this for a really long time and just has an amazing amount of, you know, information about just everything that's been going on, and, it, you know, it's great.
So
that's my thought.
Thank you. If you want to go grab the chat, was there any chat over at Blog Talk?
Not that much action, no, but I know there's been a lot of action over at WebEx.
So let's do Control A in the chat and then Control C, and then you can put it on a Word document or whatever you'd like, and you can grab all of that chat. We try to keep those with the show notes and information. I think I've given, do you have an opinion about frequency 528? Well, it ends up being a sharp C, which is red. Guardian was last week, George, last Sunday. It should be up. I talked to Marie, even though we had a really chaotic week, she still got that edited and up, and the edit of it, because the new WebEx was a mess too. So she worked really hard on trying to get that done. We'll put it up for you. We are going to be doing that free class on October 1st, and we're going to follow up this expose type of class on October 5th with Stephanie Seneff. And she's the MIT PhD researcher who has shown, just like Hannah Yosef that we had on the show, that statins are killing your cells. by dragging out the life force of each cell of your body. So it is a matter of how many cells can die off and you still stay alive. Richard was very fortunate in getting in touch with her and being able to have her for the show next week. We are
not this next week, the week after next, October 5th.
October 5th. Okay, on Tuesday, we are doing a show called The Benghazi Boys, and it really should say The Benghazi Men, I should think. We're going to take that 13-hour Benghazi interview book that Brett Baer did, and you can see that these guys are telling the truth. And we also have up on our In the News all of Hillary and Rice and Obama's wave files about this. I don't know how much I can finish because it looks like my nano voice is defective. But I will go back and listen to this and get some more information about Leonard Horowitz's voice. I think that's all of the announcements. We did do a beta testing of the software. They are changing some things out, adding some things to it. So all of you who got the Ebola software, we have an automatic upgrade now. So we'll tell you about that, and we'll see you on Tuesday evening.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend, or the rest of it anyway, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks, Sherry. That was, wow, great.
I think we can believe him.
I think so.